Yay. Nope. Okay. Nope. Third time's a charm? Yes. Okay. Okay. They should have asked somebody else. I'm just saying. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We are going to spend all morning on that. And believe me, it's good and it's worthy of a whole morning. It's so good. Each time I did Psalm 23, and I showed you last time, I think this is time number 4 or 5. So I should be getting it by now. I found myself collecting words. I'm a bit of a word nerd anyway, that teacher in me. But to help me remember and understand and feel what God was trying to tell me in each verse and each word, and then be able to apply it to my life. God doesn't need any of my words. These are a lot of my words, a lot of the words from my last second hour class. Every word in the Bible is true. They're in there for a reason. And we never add anything or take anything away. That's not what we're doing. We are listening to God's whispers in our heart because his word is active and alive and he is talking to you. He's going to teach you what he wants you to see today. You're going to walk away with something new you didn't know last time. This is an old verse we've all heard before. It's never going to look the same, and you're going to have a little nugget in your heart. So that's what I want you to think about. And this is going to allow this old funeral verse to become alive and a comfort for us today. Luke 24:45 says, Jesus opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he will do the same for us today. God speaks to us through his word, and those whispers become conversations with him, which is a beautiful thing. It's not a one-way street. He wants to hear from you, and then he wants to share with him what he wants you to know. I've done this for years, and I know some of you are like, this is not okay, but this is what I do. So, my Bible is full of the whispers. I take this everywhere I go, and I write in it, and it's all penciled in. I keep a pencil in the front. These, I heard it, and I think it was a WOW class. These are my conversations with God. This is his word, and he tells me, and it's true. And then the whispers I hear and the words that add depth to it, this becomes a conversation. And the next time I hear that verse at church or at WOW or on the radio, I learn something new, and he takes it a little deeper and a little deeper. And so that's what we're going to do today. So we are going to, I want you to get hungry for God's word. I want you to know more. I want you to not think, oh, been there, done that, Old Testament, doesn't matter. Oh, no. The Old Testament is the rich, fertile soil that the New Testament is planted in. So we're going to share what you, your homework. Last week I asked you to come up with a word. David chose shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. That's David's word, and that's a good word. But I want you to come up with a word. And so in a minute, we're going to have a couple of our ladies go table by table. Oh, no, that's right. I had a good thought last night at 3 in the morning. I've been up since 3 in the morning. That's when he whispers most. We're going to try something new. Later when we do table time, we're going to go table by table. But I want to try something. If we all quiet our hearts, our minds, and our lips a little bit, I think we're going to go table by table, and I just want you to stand up and say your word, or just raise your hand, or just say your word. And then my beautiful scribe, Cheryl Cossey, is going to write them down for us so that we can collect. You can become word collectors like me. There are no wrong answers, okay? No wrong answers today. These words can come from Scripture. They can be what you looked at for Google. They can be words God places on your heart or from a life experience that you've had with your Lord, okay? This is just a safe sharing time. So, the Lord is He is constant, he is just, he is forgiving, he is merciful. The Lord is my those. So if you have something else to add, we're going to start, I think we're going to start in the front and go back this time, okay? So anybody in this cluster, have a new word. A word. Caregiver. Love it. Rock. I think I put rock, so just put a check by it. Add to it. Awesome.
Counselor.
Love it. How about this cluster? Your light. The Lord is my light. Nice. See, we didn't have that one. Nice.
Stillness.
The Lord is stillness. Oh, I love that. That's good. I can't wait to learn more words.
Father.
Ah. Yeah, the Lord is my Father. Yeah, our Heavenly Father. Good. Oh, her handwriting is so much better than mine. I should have had her here first. Okay. Yes.
Jireh.
Oh, Jireh, our Jehovah Jireh. J-I-R-E-H. The Lord is my, yeah.
Provider.
He provides all we need. We shall not want. Beautiful. All right.
Hope.
The Lord is hope. Nice. Anybody else over there?
Salvation.
I didn't have that one.
I provider, too.
Provider. Love. The Lord is love. Oh, boy. Is he?
Peace.
The Lord is peace. Do you feel these words, ladies?
He's my physician.
He is my physician. He is our mighty physician. Good.
He is the author and perfecter of my faith.
How are you going to make that a word?
Author?
Author. I should have brought two whiteboards. Delisa.
He's creative and he's the potter on the clay.
Oh, he's our potter. Thank goodness, because I need a lot of work. Yes, everything. The Lord is my everything. This is working.
Quiet.
The Lord is quiet. Nice.
Faithful. He's faithful when I am not.
Yes, he is. He is. He doesn't call us to be perfect either, does he?
Transcendent.
I'm glad I don't have to spell that.
T-R-A-N-S-C. And
then. She's a wordy on the
got it.
Yeah, that's a whole new kind of wordy woman.
Yeah. I like words too.
Cheryl, did you have
one? No,
okay, over here. Sue.
My steadfast.
Steadfast.
Comforter.
Comforter. Yeah, I should have brought two whiteboards. We could flip it over.
Healer.
Yes, he is. Rescuer. You can check it. It's there somewhere. Anybody else over here? Yes.
Authority.
Yes, he is. We are sheep. We don't have to be in charge. Thank goodness. Yeah, I tried that. It doesn't work real good. How about over here?
Refuge.
Refuge. That's okay. We can do it twice. If we get full, Cheryl, we'll spin it.
Conditional beside
love. Unconditional love. Yeah. Do you want to flip it?
Sure.
I tightened it. You have to turn the.
Yeah.
Before we finish, I'll make sure everybody can take a picture of both sides. All right, where was I? I was over here.
Guide.
Nice.
Teacher.
Yes.
Stronghold.
Letter right. Stronghold.
From the song, "As the Deer Panteth That Brought Me to the Lord, He's My Heart's Desire."
Heart's desire. Oh. See, this takes it so good. This is so good. Anybody else over here? Good. Over here.
He's our joy.
He's our joy. How did we miss that one, class? Spring class?
Merciful.
I had leader, but that's probably guide. Same thing, I guess. Leader.
Guide and leader. Good. Anybody else? Over here?
Friend.
Yeah.
Gracious. Or grace.
Nice. Gracious. Good. I don't think we had that one. Anybody else over here?
All.
He's my all. Oh, boy. Good. Good, Lori. Good. Back row.
Shelter.
Constant companion. So our companion. Yeah. Good. We had constant. We didn't have companion.
Overseer.
Let's see. She can hear me. I don't even have to do this, do I?
Solace.
Oh, nice. Solace. That's a new one. Good job.
Comfort.
See. Anchor. Oh, I like that one. Yeah. We don't have that one. Nice.
King.
Oh, choose. Sweet.
Fortress.
Good. Anybody else?
You noticed it was with her shirt, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Inspiration. Nice. It's okay. I kick back. How about this back row?
Confident.
I have tour guide.
I like that. And doesn't he take us on wonderful adventures? Yes. Confidant. See, I can't spell, so this is so good that she's doing all this, too. Say it
again.
Redeemer.
Navigator.
Oh, good. And navigator. No, but that's a good one, too. You're allowed to add one. Here, I'll come back here. Truth. Oh, sweet.
Mentor.
The way. Good.
Happiness.
Oh, yes.
He's ageless. He's ageless.
Ageless. Nice.
Miracle maker.
Finer. Mm. Nice.
Healer.
Salvation up there.
I think so. I think it's on the other side. Anybody over here?
Laughter.
Yes. He wants us to have fun and enjoy this abundant life he gives us. Yeah.
Sovereign.
Two for sovereign.
Elroy, the God who sees me.
Elroy. Oh, yes. He does.
All about
Everything.
Yeah.
I think we have that. Check the everything. Because, yep, he is. Over here?
Sanctuary.
We don't have that one. Nice.
Friend.
Yeah. Check our friend. Yeah, we do. He is. Anybody else? I don't want to miss anybody. Go ahead.
Mine comes from, if you could say it, Zephaniah 3. It says he will exalt over you with loud singing, so it's soloist.
He's a soloist. Okay. Nice.
Do we have
maker? No. We don't. I'm coming.
Alpha and Omega.
Don't forget, he's our creator.
Anybody else over here?
Source?
Nice. I'll come around.
We need another boy.
Wow.
Morning Star.
I don't know. Maybe we turn the board sideways and write sideways. I don't know. How about over here?
Confidant.
Yeah. Good.
Forgiver?
No. Don't think we do.
I was thinking grace giver, but forgiver, I guess.
Forgiver. There's no wrong words. These are good.
I know it's redundant, but my Lord.
My Lord. It's not up there, so.
Well, I had my Lord, yes.
Yeah, nope.
Here's my Lord.
Whatever he's whispering in your heart, that's what we want to hear.
Warrior,
yes. He will. The battle is the Lord's. We need just be still.
Is hope up there?
Hope.
On the other side.
Just squeeze it in. Anybody? Did I miss anyone else? Sandy.
Jesus
wept. He cries for us. Yeah. I don't know how you want to put that, but that's worthy of on the board. Yeah. He feels what we feel. Yeah. Sue.
The I am.
Yeah. Anyone else? Yeah.
Compass.
Nice. Yes.
Trustworthy.
Yes. Oh, always. Yes.
We put empathizer.
Good.
How about consoler?
Consoler. Do we have sovereign? Yes. Chris. Yeah. Intercessor, yes. Jesus is leaning over and whispering our groans right to the Father.
Promise keeper.
I think that works. I chose the right scribe. Yay! You ladies did awesome. Okay, so mine... This nowadays is shade. Psalm 121:5 says, "The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade on your right hand." This Arizona girl knows all about shade. You're working out in the yard and you walk under a tree, and what do you feel instantly? Relief, comfort. That's what he wants for us. So, yeah. Good job, ladies. Good job. This is awesome. We're going to do a lot of this. This is how we're going to break it down and make it personal. So I'll make sure and have it and flip it, and so we can all have pictures and stuff as it goes. I'm the clicker girl. This is where we were supposed to be that whole time, but you figured it out, right? So here's what we started with. We did good. This is one of my favorite parts, because David chose very carefully shepherd, because he knew what it meant to be a shepherd. He had been a shepherd. But you all chose something that God whispered into your heart, and it's God is so much more than just one word. He is so much more. So we're going to talk about that ugly thing of timing again. Last week, I shared a little bit that God's clock doesn't look like ours. It's a lot different. So we're going to take a little peek into David's life and some of his timing. It helps us not feel so bad when ours don't go quite as fast as we want. So God sent the prophet Samuel to meet with Jesse because God had chosen the next king of Israel among his sons. And after God rejected the first 7 oldest boys, Samuel asked, "Is this all your sons here?" And Jesse fessed up, "No, I left the youngest out with the sheep." And so David, who were estimated at this time was about 10 to 15 years old, was not invited to the party. So 15-year-old boys, you know, I kind of get it a little bit. So at Samuel's insistence, David was brought in. And so the least likely candidate, the one that everybody else overlooked, was anointed the next king of Israel. God uses everyone. And it says that the Spirit of the Lord rushed upon him from that day forward. Oh, what that must have felt like. So I haven't been to a lot of king anointings, but I'm guessing it's a really big deal. So what happened next? Well, David was sent back out to the sheep for over 15 years. But he's the king, and the Lord rushed upon him. But nope, you go back to the sheep for a while. So 15 years, a little anticlimactic. But as a shepherd, God was preparing him for exactly what he would need, equipping him for his role as king and the caring and protecting and leading of a shepherd became for his people. We see a similar equipping in Exodus 2 with Moses' story. After killing the Egyptian, Moses flees to Midian, where he becomes a husband, a father, and a shepherd for 40 years. But God's fingerprints are all over this. He not only prepares Moses through shepherding, to shepherd his people out of Egypt, he places him in the exact same region that they would spend 40 years wandering in the wilderness. God uses everything. Have you ever felt like your everyday, ordinary, mundane life couldn't possibly be used for anything? Well, God is using it. So I want you, it's in your book, but I want you to take a minute and reflect on a time you felt like you were in a wilderness season. We've all been there. Might not have been sheep, might have been sheep. What might God have been preparing you for during that time? And there's space for you to write, so we're going to just pause a minute. I want you to get used to looking for God's fingerprints in your life. Because when you feel like things are going wrong or nothing's going right or nothing's going on at all, he's there. And he's doing some of these things, all of these things. So now we're going to talk about shepherd. What does it mean that God is our shepherd? It means we are safe. It means he cares for and about me. He leads, protects, provides, calls us by name, searches for us, and carries us home when we are lost or hurt. He's not a up on the top of the mountain watching you do whatever it is you're doing. He's a right there beside you kind of shepherd, kind of Lord. This protection doesn't always change the circumstances, but it doesn't mean he's not there. And I like to think of it as like you're in a rainstorm under an umbrella, or you step under a porch. The storm is still going. It's still raging on, watering the earth, but you are safe and you are protected. That's how your shepherd walks with you through things. So, enough about me. Let's hear about Jennifer, from Jennifer, more about this. On page 7, again like last time, you have her notes. She's going to reference several scriptures that you studied. Those are your digging deeper scriptures that I gave you last week. If you studied, great. It'll make a little more sense. If you didn't, it'll make plenty sense anyway. Okay? Are we good? All right, let's hear from the expert. Thank you so much for not getting rattled and running off the cliff when we couldn't get the video up. It was worth the wait, right? Isn't she amazing? Just amazing. She turned off Pro Presenter. Okay. So we're doing good. So I'm just going to go on without the slides. So when she talks about, oh, excellent. Donna, yours just phenomenal. Okay, perfect. So, a scarcity and an abundant mindset. How you look at things, how you view the world, and how you view your life. A scarcity mindset looks at everything empty, focusing on lack, focusing on problems, things that can't be helped or changed, and dwells on fear. John 10:10 reminds us, the thief comes only to kill, to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have a life and have it abundant. If you are focusing on lack, you are letting that thief steal, kill, and destroy your joy, your peace, and the abundance that God wants for you. So if we look for what we do have, don't miss the packaging, don't miss the messenger. We see an abundant life, abundant mindset, sees full. It looks at opportunities, ways we can use what we have and things that we already know, maintaining an optimistic mindset. Which do you want? How do you want to live your life? You get to choose, because what you have is the same. It's just how you look at it. So Scripture reminds us that all we can know of God is shown in creation and His Word. And there's no better example of what we shall not lack as creation. In creation, God gives us the rhythms He wants us to live by. He gives us day and night. We don't have to stay up all the time, even though I've been up since 3 a.m. It's a beautiful rhythm. It's a gift. He gives us seasons. Seasons for planting and growing, seasons of harvesting and sowing what we've planted. And then winter, shorter days, longer nights, more rest. Slowing down, watering deep, restoring, preparing, and getting ready to plant again in the spring. Think of seasonal fruits and berries, concentrated nutrients in the winter, and water-drenched melons in the summer. We have what we need when we need it. In God, we lack nothing. It's only when we take our eyes off Him and we lose our focus, paying attention to what the world says we need, that we lose our joy, we lose our contentment. Psalm 23 assures us, we will never be without as our sheep, we will not be without food, water, tranquility, rescue, guidance, freedom from fear, protection, and the Lord's presence all the days of our life. That's what we need. It doesn't say we will have all our stuff, everything we want. But ladies, there is such contentment that God is enough. We have enough, and in him we are enough. So don't you just love that story of the artist? Don't miss the packaging. God gives us what we need when we need it, often not the way we want it or expect it, like her son falling on his head. But it's a gift. Don't miss the little words in the Bible. We talked about Lord and we talked about shepherd, but my, the buts, the yets, every word in the Bible is there for a reason. It doesn't say the Lord is a shepherd or our shepherd. It says my shepherd. He's only mine. He's not yours. He's all mine. Psalm 23 is up close and personal about you and your shepherd. It's alive. It's not past tense. It's right here, right now. Jesus is your personal shepherd. And that story of the artist, it was the will of the Father that whoever takes the Son gets everything. Do you have the Son? Isaiah 40:11 reminds us, he tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. He gently leads those that have young. Centuries later, Jesus would stand and say, I am the good shepherd. Connecting himself directly to this prophecy, the care and compassion and closeness described in here is fulfilled in Christ. Our shepherd is powerful enough to rule the universe, but loving us enough to carry us, to pick us up out of the mud and carry us against his heart, against his chest. He doesn't just say, go that way, go, you mangy thing. Which is what it feels like we deserve most of the time. But we have to hear his voice. Don't you just love that picture? For he, isn't that good? This is what we want. He is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, the flock under his care. Like she said, he cares for us. Today, if only you would hear his voice. Are you listening? Do you hear him? We can easily recognize the voices of our loved ones. I know which one of my daughters is calling on the phone. I know which grandson is, even though I haven't seen him in a while. We can even recognize a singer on the phone, on the radio, or however we listen to music now. Our shepherd has a distinct voice. It is as deep as the ocean, as rich as a waterfall, as quiet as a breeze, as sweet as a fragrant flower. We have to learn to listen and trust what he says by spending time with him. The more time we spend in prayer and in scripture, the better we get to know God's voice, those soft whisperings in our heart. Have you ever read a passage or listened to a message at church and thought, well, nobody else needs to be here because that was only for me. That is exactly what I needed for what I'm going through right now. Or like to Jennifer's video, what one thing was spoken just to you in your heart? That's your shepherd's voice. That's what he brought you here today for, to hear. And it's going to be different for everyone. But he wants you to hear him. He wants you to know his voice. God's word is not a dusty old book. Ladies, this is alive. This is rich. This is full of him speaking to you. And every time you read it, every time you open it, he will tell you something new. Just like today, you look at verse 1, different, right? We need this. I used to think I had it all together, or needed to have it all together. And now I am so glad I'm a sheep. And I don't have to have it all together. And in fact, I hear his voice better. Self-reliance is a sin, and I'm good at that one. I got this. That's not what he wants for us. He wants us to listen for him and his leading. We have time. Okay. So we rushed into our table time. I'm so thankful that you guys are gracious. Thank you, because it is what it is. And thank goodness we have people that know what they're doing back there. So did you get much with your table time? Do you have stuff? Should we just share? Or do you need more time to go through your questions? It would help if I pushed the button, huh? Okay, so we talked about choose one word that best describes God. I think we got it. You think we got it? All right. Well, you guys are amazing. And as she was talking, I thought of two more, and I thought, shoot. Oh, peace. He is our peace. He is our peace. Yeah. Okay. Reflect on a time when you felt you were in the wilderness season, and what was God preparing for you? We touched on that before. Does anybody have anything? Or do we want to go to the next one? Let's go to the next one. So today, what was the whisper you caught? What did you learn new? What stood out to you? I have my sweet Karen and Faith, and we're going to go table by table, so you don't have to say anything. But if you have something you'd like to share, this is where we get to learn from each other, because I know I need fed too. Faith, start back there. What you guys got? Karen, come on, ladies, you got something. Didn't he talk to you about anything?
She says she feels like she hasn't been alone.
Hand it to her and let her talk.
It's awkward. My husband hasn't been home for almost a year, and he's coming home today, right? So that's okay. But I had a few surgeries, and I just realized that because of those surgeries, which, you know, they were hard, I had a few, I haven't been alone because people were coming over to take care of me. And they didn't let me, you know, fall into a really big depression, even though he was gone. So I had help, and I just realized it.
So you missed the packaging before, and now the surgery was used for good. Nice. Nice. Who else?
I did, yeah.
Get that mic right up to your face.
All right. Sorry, I'm a teacher. I usually don't have issues with volume. For that third question, for me, it was really the second question.
That's fine.
Because someone in our group, for the second question, I had a really hard time connecting with that, because I feel like a lot of the wildernesses that I've gone through, I don't know that I ever felt like I left prepared from. Or I didn't always feel like I felt God went, okay, got it? And I'd be like, no, don't got it. So she mentioned it. I'm sorry, what's your name? Sheila mentioned the word cumulative. And so what I wrote down, I said it's a cumulative process of wilderness journeys that continue preparing us for life.
Yeah.
And that helped me a lot, because I couldn't have answered number two, honestly. So what I got out of it is, even though I go through crap, whatever it might be, And it sounds like a lot of people close by are going through serious crap right now. That it's not the one piece of poop that we're going through. It's all the cumulative pieces that have gotten us to where we are, and each time if we get incrementally better at looking toward God.
Good, yeah.
And going, okay, I'm not getting it, however, I have a little more peace with it right now. I can find a little more joy in something that's not inherently joyful. Mm-hmm. You know?
So. Look for his fingerprints.
Right.
His clock is different than ours. You might not have come to the end of that journey where you'll see what you learned. Just like David, 15 years, Moses, 40 years. They might have thought, what am I doing here? Faith, who you got over here? Wherever you want to go. Wherever they'll take you.
Okay, this brought back some memories. When I lived in Australia, in the country, somebody gave us a lamb. And I thought, oh, this is fun to have a lamb. Well, it turns out lambs are very needy. And every 2 hours, I had to get up and give a bottle to this lamb all night. So I lasted 2 weeks. And what this reminded me of is how needy we can be and what that shepherd does for us. Because lambs are not independent, and they are very needy. Okay.
I'm going to take away the, well, not going to take away. I'm just going to add to the personal my, the Lord is my shepherd. And this also goes to speak to the brilliance and wonder of the word of God. It's not just my shepherd. It is our shepherd. And we can also, here I go, we can also pray the psalm. It is, the Lord is his shepherd. The Lord is her shepherd. We can pray this psalm specifically for somebody. It becomes a prayer.
Karen.
I liked what Jessica said, that Jesus is an umbrella. Mm-hmm. We're still in the storm, but we're protected from it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And look for his fingerprints in it. Yeah. Good.
All right. I'm a gardener, and when you were talking about like situations in wilderness and the poop, it reminded me of compost.
Yeah.
And we have cows and horses, and so we have a pile of this good manure. And I had put it on Facebook, and I had people come and pick it up. They want this. And it just, like, people that have been through stuff, if you can just visualize that, like, your cumulative process of wilderness journey as your own personal compost pile. I had a lady come all the way to Paulden from Prescott Valley. She's a master gardener. Mm-hmm. And she texted me through Facebook that it was wonderful. Yeah. It was the best. So I'm like, you know, all this stuff, like, our teachers have gone through, like, D. Isham has a big pile of compost. I need to be proud of my stuff.
We do.
Because if you just leave it sit there, God can tend it, and it's got the nutrients mm-hmm. that not only I need, and the price of admission, I mean, I know it was free, but whoever said you can pray this, I'm praying this over my son. One of my I'll cut this off, but my wilderness adventure was out at the ORO ranch, and my son, who's 26, going through his own wilderness adventure. He's working there right now, and God's like, you were there. I helped you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help your son. Don't you worry.
Nice. Well, you know, God doesn't want us a China doll on the shelf. never having any cracks, never having any trouble, never having any poop. We are living in this real world full of it, and he's going to use it. He doesn't waste it at all. Good. Faith. Go on to the next table if it's the, yeah, good. Karen, you got one while yes. She's going? Go. Ms. D.
I was kind of surprised when she said that sheep have no defensive mechanism, that we need a protector. I mean, so many animals have fangs, have quills, have skunk, so many predator things that they can fight against predators, but sheep don't.
Can we do life by ourselves? Do we do pretty well?
No. We need protection.
We need our shepherd.
There's that armor of God.
Yes, oh, yes, every day. D.
Well, first of all, thanks to Lisa for explaining my files. Something has occurred to me about the shepherd and his sheep. Sheep are stupid. Sheep need a shepherd. That's absolutely true. But sometimes we don't like the message.
True.
And we need to be willing to accept from the shepherd rebuke.
Yes.
We need to be able to know when he's going, bad sheep, bad sheep. We need to be as tuned in to his discipline as we are his love. And sometimes, she keeps talking about what we need. Sometimes that's exactly what we need.
The rod and the staff is coming, Dee.
Yeah, right. Okay.
True. Very true. And it's coming. Anybody else? Or we got it? Thank you for sharing. It matters. It helps. We grow together. This is what God put on my heart almost a year ago when we planned this, and I'm so thankful for all of you. See, I did that. Oh, please. Yes. Thanks, Faith.
Okay. Christine had talked about that rattling kind of thing. And then Lee talked about her Heavenly Father being her father as her father went to be with the Lord early in her life. And I realized that I kind of miss some of those pronouns in terms of self-reliance. Mm-hmm. And so I'm walking away with the word for, because it's always been my job to maintain control by taking care of everybody.
Are you the shepherd?
And so I think I got hit over the head with that staff. And I realized that the Lord said, hey, I'm here to take care of you.
And isn't it freeing and comforting?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm walking away feeling a lot freer today. And these girls
Amen.
Reminded me of that, and I'm grateful to be here.
Amen.
Thank you. And Miss Bonnie left us a little earlier, but she had lovely things to contribute to.
Thank you. Thank you. We get to be sheep. We aren't have to be sheep. It's a gift. So we covered, so here's what, we have lots more now, but we did this, sorry. I'm going to learn this clicker. I said before, Jim runs the clicker at home. I don't get to hold the clicker. So I'm learning. So this is kind of what we covered today. We expanded it beautifully. But this is what Psalm 23 is going to grow into, richer. And it's in the back of your book, too. But we'll get more of these out, and I'll flip that. Next week, we're going to... Oh, the green pasture, the still waters. This is the verse that turned everything around for me the first time I did this study. And I hope it will for you too. And it shaped, has that the next week is what shaped my journey the last 7 years. And I just am really excited to walk through it with you. So think about next week. Green pastures, what do they mean to you if I say that word? Thank you, Donna. I didn't click. Doesn't that look good? That's what I want you to think about this week. Even though we're going to have rain and stuff, we're not going to be able to. But that's how it gets green. But think about your takeaway. Think about if you have the sun, you have everything. You know, that's just such a good point. And we will get the videos and all that figured out a little smoother. And I'm going to pray us out. Dear Lord, thank you for this time together. Help us to inhale you and all that you have learned, we have learned, and the words that represent you, and exhale the lack, the stress. What we know you don't want us holding in. Be with us, watch over us and protect us, guide us and direct us as we go out this week. Help us to feel your presence. Help us to feel you caring for us. Guide us on our paths. Help us to find our green pasture time. And I am so thankful, each and every one of these sheep. In Jesus' name, amen.